Radiant Pool Plastering. This is Marisol. Can I help you?
Hey, Marisol. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. I'm calling from the Google Guarantee Department.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm just kind of pulling everything up here and looking at the notes that Sean sent over to me for Radiant Pool Plastering and Remodeling. Do you guys know anything about the Google Guarantee Program at all, or?
No, I don't.
Okay, so have you done a search on Google and seen at the very top where the search result will produce that with particular business names that say Google Guaranteed next to them?
No, but I can do that right now.
Cool. So if you were to look up pool contractor, pool remodeling, you'll see it come up.
Okay, I see one that says Google Guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Right. So right there is a list of Google Guarantee providers. Depending on how somebody is searching or what they're searching for, it's going to show different services and different providers in that section for particular keywords. Now, he puts you in here for that section on Google for the pool contracting vertical. It is specific keywords of what you're providing, so he puts you in for a pool contractor, which would include, and you get to choose which keywords, if you choose to move forward with it, for pool renovation, repairs and cracks, resurfacing, installs, equipment, custom design, repairing tile, also jetted lap pools, pool construction, specialty projects, things like that. So those are services that you guys are providing there?
Yes.
Okay. So you would qualify for the vertical. Now, does the company have business license and insurance?
We are insured, yes.
Beautiful.
We don't require a license.
Right. Some companies have a business license in order to protect themselves. We just asked the question. It's not required because you're in Texas, so you guys have different criteria. Now, as the business owner, are there any other business owners or anybody else who is going out and doing face-to-face estimate on behalf of the company?
My husband. Just me and my husband.
Okay, perfect. And you guys, I'm assuming, but I have to ask, that you can both pass a background check, no felonies in the last 7 years?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Anything like a DUI or a misdemeanor wouldn't count against you, just so you know. We just like to make sure that you're going to pass all the checks before we even go into it, because we would hate to, you know, sell you on a product that you're not going to be able to get. So, you know, it's only fair to you and, you know, time saving for everybody. So, okay. So for all intents and purposes, you pass the basic evaluation to qualify for Google Guaranteed. Now, Google Guaranteed, in that section, it's pay per qualified lead. So Google built this service to trump all of their pay per lead services. Now, it looks like I was the original sales agent for you about 3 years ago. And as I'm going through here, it shows me that I believe you guys had tried something like Home Advisor, Angie's List, something along those lines way back when, right?
Correct, yes.
Are you still part of those programs?
I still am, but I've scaled down because they're not...
Quality?
None at all.
Okay, so everything that you dislike about that, for example, the cost per lead fluctuating, having to chase the clients down, whether or not it's a qualified lead you have to pay, you know, having trouble getting your money back for unqualified calls, all those things have been made right with Google Guarantees. So Google built this service to trump all of their pay-per-lead services. Those companies list in the Google ad section on Google, so below this but above the map. And what they do, as you know, is they purchase a position for their company name, they capture the lead, and then they resell it to you guys. So you have to kind of chase that person down and figure it out and, you know, all the things. So what Google's done is they created this specific section for qualified contractors. So as a Google guaranteed provider, what happens is you go through a vetting process. There is an application, and you go through a vetting process to become a Google guaranteed provider. Now, what Google is guaranteeing is your work to the general public. So if you were to click on that listing that you see there, Marisol, in the Google guarantee section, mm-hmm. you can click on that business name, and it's going to show you that company. And then if you scroll down just a little bit and it says get it done right or Google pays you back, if you click on the details right there, it tells you what the guarantee is. So the Google guarantee is to the general public that your company has passed certain checks and that your services come with a money back guarantee up to $2,000, which is insured by Google, not by you. So Google is guaranteeing your work to the general public. They're basically partnering with your company and saying, hey, this is a qualified company. If you choose to move forward with them, they've passed all the checks that Google requires. Okay?
Okay.
Now, with this, the upfront cost on it is a one-time $250 application fee. That application fee goes to get yourself and your husband background checked and any other face-to-face employees if you guys choose to move forward, and if there ever are any other face-to-face employees that are going out and doing bid on behalf of the company and things like that, then it would include for them as well. If not, that's perfectly fine if he's like using day workers or 1099 or whatever. There's no requirement. It's only for people who are going out and do estimate and bid on behalf of the business, which you already let me know that's only you guys. So that's perfect. With that, the application, the maximum amount of time that it takes is 4 to 6 weeks for complete approval. Now, it doesn't always or even usually take that long. It's just what I'm required to tell you that the terms and conditions state. So if you get the application back to us in a timely manner, we're able to process it. I've seen it get approval, you know, within a couple of weeks. So with this, once your Google guarantee approved, we do go ahead and connect with you and let you know that we're ready to set the minimum monthly budget as well as to go ahead and activate the ad. So in this section, the leads are $130.67 for the full contracting vertical. Google does require a minimum monthly budget to begin for 13 leads, and it is considered an activation budget after you're approved, and that's for $1,704. Okay.
Monthly?
It's not necessarily monthly. You're in control of that. So it is considered an activation budget. Now, that's going to give you 13 leads at $130 per lead. So since you guys are a smaller organization, what's going to probably happen is you guys are going to take on a couple of leads, and then you're going to be booked. Whether you're booked for a couple of weeks or you're booked for a couple of months, either way, we recommend that you do call in and pause the campaign. So the way it works is like this, Marisol. You guys pay your $250, you get the approval. When you're ready to start the leads, you will pay the $1,704. Once the $1,704 is paid, the leads will come in to you at approximately 3 leads a week. But you're in complete control of it. So if you take on the first couple of leads and now you're booked or you want to pause the campaign for whatever reason, you do so. When you pause the campaign, that's where it stops financially. So if you pause the campaign with $1,500 left in it and you choose to pause that campaign for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, 6 months, 8 months, 42 days, however long you choose to pause that campaign for is how long it stays paused. So there is no automatic monthly charge on this. Once the budget is completely exhausted, then we contact you to reset the budget, meaning if you would like to re-up and have the leads coming in again. Now, the latter is also true, meaning that if you take on the first couple of leads and maybe you have a few different crews going and you want to increase the lead flow, you have the ability to do that as well. Does all that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, and it has to be called in. There's no app. There's nothing. I would have to physically call in to someone to pause the leads if I'm being overbooked.
Okay. Yes, you can call. You can call. You can email. You can text. You can connect with us, however you choose to. You can even connect with us via the Local Splash dashboard. I don't know if you guys have that through the call tracking app. You do have the ability to connect with us any of those ways in order to pause the campaign.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah, we want to make it as convenient for you. We know that it's important for you guys, especially when you're spending that much money. That's not a small amount of money. That's another reason why we always connect with you before we charge the budget. We want to make sure that you're prepared. It's not an automatic monthly charge. All of those things, because we understand how important it is with something like this. Now, the cool thing about this, Marisol, is there's lots of fail-safes in place. So a couple of the things that separate this program from any other type of pay-per-lead is, A, the clients are contacting you directly. When you're listed in this Google Guaranteed section on the first page of Google, not only is Google backing you, but these clients are going to Google and they're choosing to work with you directly. So if somebody punches in, you know, pool remodeling, and your company comes up as a top option in that Google Guaranteed section, they can click on your listing, they can look at your website, they can read your reviews, they can, look through every single thing, and you're not charged. You're not even necessarily charged when they call you unless it's considered a qualified lead. What I mean by that is Google assigns your company a Google call tracking phone number. It is separate from the call tracking that you currently have with us. This is assigned specifically for the Google Guarantee platform. And the thing about this is that all the calls are recorded for authenticity purposes, and AI is listening to each one of those phone calls for those purposes. So if you get a call from somebody calling you on that Google call tracking phone number that's specific to Google Guarantee, you're going to know that it's a Google Guarantee lead coming in because we've assigned that call tracking number to you and you've programmed it in. So you know that it's a guaranteed lead because it says so on your caller ID. And it also says so right before you pick up the phone. What I mean by that is you're going to know that it's a lot, that this is one of the leads that you're paying for. So if you pick up the phone and the person on the other end of the phone is a sales or solicitation call, a robocall, a spam call, somebody seeking employment with your company, somebody who is calling for a service that you don't provide that's not listed in your service profile, or if they're calling for a service outside of your service radius and it's not listed in your service profile, then you're not charged because those aren't considered qualified leads. It has to meet certain criteria. So the phone call has to be a real-life human being that is requesting estimate over the phone, and you give estimate over the phone, which is never for what you guys are offering.
Yeah.
Or B, if you're setting face-to-face appointment, to give estimate face-to-face. Google considers that a qualified lead. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you have access to all of these calls through the Google call tracking as well as through the call tracking system with the Local Splash dashboard. It will say Google Guarantee Leads on that particular portion. So if a call slips through the cracks, which it obviously it has a time or two, then we do have recompense because you would simply let us know, hey, this doesn't meet the Google Guarantee qualified calls, the criteria, and we would dispute it directly on your behalf with Google. We go ahead and take care of that as a partner to you as well as to Google on this platform, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions up until this point?
No.
Okay. What are your thoughts?
Well, I just, I just hope it works.
Okay. I hear you.
I mean, because yeah. I've been with you for 3 years and I have not got one single lead through Local Splash. Not one. So, I mean, up until now that I called you yesterday, I got one today, which is kind of odd. I was like, okay. And the only reason I know that is because it came from that number that I was given by yesterday that said from leads that are coming through, you guys will come in through this number for me to answer this number.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you go to my dashboard, which I log on kind of, once a
regularly.
Week.
Regularly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, not one lead at all. And I was like, well, just And now all of a sudden I call, I get a call, I answer, and I talk to him. I think his name was Michael from yesterday, and Mike. Mm. And today, out of nowhere, I get a possible lead, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, what's going to, you know, what if I give you, I pass the background, I'm sure we're going to pass the background check. I'm not even.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, you guys are definitely going to pass. And the thing is, I understand what you're saying, Marcel, and I appreciate you sharing that information with me. I wish that something had been done sooner. I don't know if they changed the keywords, the services. I do see here it says local leads zero, which is absolutely crazy to me, personally, as probably as crazy as it is to you, you know, that you've been with us this long and you haven't gotten any leads from this particular service. I mean, you are in Pasadena, but you're not in, like, you know, the very most prominent area. It is very surprising to me. So, I understand your concern and what you're saying, but you hope that it works. So there are a few different things that I'd like to share with you as far as this goes. Hold on one second. Let me look mm-hmm. at something. I want to look at something. Texas. So you're a pool contractor, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. One of the things that I see right here that I believe that they can definitely, now I see that you are ranked 1, 2, 3. You're ranked 4th on the first page of Google, and they do have you as a swimming pool contractor. Okay, I just wanted to make sure because the PSP in the back office shows pool services. Obviously, we're listing you for all of the different services that you're providing, but I wanted to make sure that the keywords matched to the best. So I'm going to have them evaluate that and double make sure on everything there, because it seems like that is, oh, they did it. They did it on yesterday. Okay. That's probably why. You're probably exactly right, because they did go ahead and do a reevaluation and they redid the keywords and the services here for you. So that is probably why you received more calls, or a call in the last little bit here. So I definitely understand what you're saying there. Okay. I'm just reading over these notes. So what I want to tell you about the Google Guarantee program is, in since I sold you the original product, Google Guarantee has quickly become the world's largest pay-per-lead type of program there is. These leads show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of pay-per-lead that there is out there. That includes, like, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, you know, House, Porch, Home Advisor, Angie, Thumbtack, all the different pay-per-leads that there are out there. This one shows a 33% stronger closing conversion because there is so many different things in place in order to ensure that the calls are actually qualified for you. And if they're not qualified and it happened to slip through the cracks, we do have those other, we have the recourse in order to dispute that lead and get the money back on it. So my clients personally have seen this as like the cure for cancer as far as lead generation goes, having direct leads, not just organic leads coming into you. And I haven't had a single person that's canceled on the profit of this particular program. And I've been doing this one since I moved over about 4 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, so let me just get it. So it's secrecy for the background check. Once that comes clear, then I give you 1704 up front.
Correct.
Up front.
And it works as like an escrow account. The 130 comes out of that.
The 130 comes out of that. Correct. Mm-hmm. And then you guys determine through AI if that was a good lead or not a good lead, based on the phone call conversation that I have when the customer calls me direct.
Correct. Yes, we don't determine it. That's done directly through the Google platform. But yes, we all have access. You have access to it. We have access to it. Everyone has access to it. So we're very clear on what makes it a qualified or unqualified call. So if it's somebody seeking, you know, looking for a job with you, obviously that doesn't meet the criteria. So we're going to make that an unqualified call. And you would automatically not even be charged for that call, let alone have to go back for it later.
Okay. And can we go over my keywords?
Sure. The keywords that we have for the regular program for you, they just reset them. So we have pool remodeling, pool services, pool replastering, pool renovation, pool, is this coping, C-O-P-I-N-G?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I've never heard it, so I want to make sure. Pool decking, acid washing, water feature addition, pool tile cleaning, swimming pool mosaic tiles, pool equipment installation, LED pool light install, waterfalls, outdoor kitchens, hardscapes, decking, spray deck, stamped concrete, stamped overlay.
Okay. Okay.
Was there any that we missed?
No. Is there pool plastering near me on there?
That's going to include the near me. Every keyword includes the near me automatically. And the, you know, best pool plastering and affordable pool plastering and all the little, intricacies that people would use in order to do a search.
Oh, I got it. All right. Now, If I decide to move forward and we do the first run of 1704, mm-hmm. am I under a contract?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, absolutely not. No contract at all whatsoever. And if you hate it, then, you know, then you don't have to keep doing it.
I don't hate you guys because I've held on.
Right.
For 3 years, and with no results, you know.
Right.
So I've already, you know, given you $5,400 for free, if you look at it that way.
Right. Give me just a second here. Hold on. Let me try this. Let me ask something. Ooh. Okay, let me just see. Okay, so I got permission. If you would like to give the Google guarantee an opportunity, and you want to give it a shot, then what I've asked them to do is give us a full service credit on your next month of service. So you paid for services today. You paid the $149, which is your regular billing date on the 19th. So instead mm-hmm. of your payment being due of $149 on the 19th of April, it won't be due again until May 19th. So we'll basically give you a free month of almost 2 months worth of service. Just as like a little, you know, thank you for sticking it out with us. I explained that you haven't had necessarily the best experience. And that you want to give this a shot, but you really want some extra effort here, you know, to make sure that this is going to work.
Yeah. Okay. And one more question. So if we do recharge the background check, today or whatever. I'm assuming you said you were going to send me an application, correct?
Yeah, once I charge the $250, I send you the application. The application is super easy to navigate, Marisol. You're literally going to be uploading the business insurance. You're going to upload your Social Security number, your husband's Social Security number, your guys' driver's license, and then we submit the application. You have an onboarding call with my technician, and that is like a 15-minute phone call. They're just going to cross the T's and dot the I's as far as it goes, like meaning just making sure that we have every piece of documentation that we need to submit the application and go ahead and get that process started.
Okay. And once everything gets approved, how long is the process? Like if everything goes smooth, how long will it take to get?
Well, but the terms and the conditions state a max of 4 to 8 weeks. So I always start with that. But in my opinion, I'm telling you, I've seen it happen in a few weeks. I've seen it happen very quickly. When we're on top, when you get everything back to us that we need, and then, okay, he's giving me another offer for you too. Give me just 1 second. Okay. Awesome. So what I'm saying is I've seen when my clients submit everything right away, we go ahead, we get everything done. The next step after this would be after we submit the application, you have the onboarding with Ivan that takes just a few minutes. The next step after that is Evident ID or Pinkerton. We don't know which one is going to be the one that's going to conduct your background check. It's a random draw. Whichever one it is going to send us as soon as they're ready for us to trigger a text that is specific from them to you for the final piece of information, whether that's uploading a photograph of the picture ID or it's like one last final thing that they send directly to you. Once that's done, we're in the clear. The application itself and everything has already been processed. The background check, that's just the last little piece. So as long as you're responsive, which you are super responsive. So again, I can't promise that you're going to be ready to roll in 3 weeks, but I'm telling you, Marisol, I've seen it happen in like 8 days. Like I've seen people be able to move through the process very quickly when they're responsive to the information.
Okay.
And then he just offered me another, he said that if you choose to do Google Guarantee today, that I will put in a request for the loyalty program for you, which means every third month that you continue to stay with us for your regular program for the $149 will be free. So every 3 months, you're getting a free month of service from us. Because you've been with us for so long.
Okay. And being on this Google Guarantee, that automatically puts me on the top, right? So I won't be fourth or fifth or sixth down the line. I'd be on top.
You're going to be in the Google Guaranteed section. Now, in that Google Guaranteed section right now, when you're looking, there's only a couple. You said there's one provider showing, right?
Only one has the... Let me get back on there. Give me a second.
So I want to be clear. I can't promise that you will show in that very first spot. You will show at the very top in that Google Guaranteed section. If there's a couple of providers that are offering services within that area at that time, so it all depends on hours of operation and those sorts of things, then yes, you will show amongst them. They're in that guaranteed section. I don't want to ever give you the wrong impression.
Okay. I'm trying to get on there again. I don't have no Wi-Fi service right now.
Oh boy. Are you doing it on your mobile device too?
Oh, I'm doing it on my laptop, on my desktop, but our Wi-Fi is down, so I have no internet and I'm with Comcast, so there must be something going on.
There's been so much of that recently. I feel like they've been doing so many tower maintenances, and I'm not one of those like conspiracy theorists, but sometimes I just wonder, like they've done like two or three, I'm with T-Mobile, and they've done like two or three in my area in the past week, and I'm like, what in the world? You know, and then a couple of weeks ago, they were all down, and I don't know. I start wondering a little bit, you know? Yeah. Especially when it's an election year. We're like, what's really going on, guys, you know?
I know yesterday, I mean, I was on social media. You can't believe everything on social media. But I was on Facebook, and our local channel news station put up, you know, guys, get ready to have, you know, power outages during the eclipse. And I'm looking at my husband, what does the eclipse have to do with
exactly,
our power?
Exactly, right? Yeah. Like,
then,
what? Yes.
Yeah, like, get have cash on hand just in case. So I'm looking at him like, what?
What does that have to do with anything, right? Like,
yeah,
the satellites are going down, the banks are going to close because there's an eclipse?
Be prepared to have cash on hand, be prepared for power outages, be prepared. I mean.
But the other thing is this, and then you go some places. Have you been anywhere yet where they say, oh, I'm sorry, we don't accept cash?
Exactly.
I'm like, what the heck is really going on? What do you mean? Cash is king, bro. Like, are you serious?
I don't know what to do anymore. Do we get cash? Do we not get cash?
Right.
And then you give them cash and they're like, we don't have any change anymore.
Or they don't know how to count it back. What about that?
Oh, bless their poor little hearts. I always give them a lesson.
So do I. So do I. I'm like, I mean, it's just craziness sometimes. The way they're really, really just craziness sometimes. I'm like, what are they even teaching these people today? The core math and the math mountain and all this stuff. Like, if you just add 2 + 2, it's always going to equal 4. You know what I mean? Like, you guys don't have to complicate the math that we've been learning for years.
Yeah. So I went on my phone and if I put pool plaster near me, mm-hmm. no Google, no, it just goes straight to a company.
So let's do this. What I want you to do is, are you on an iPhone or an Android?
iPhone.
Okay. So do this. Go ahead are you like on Google or Safari?
Safari.
Okay. So
Google.
Google, cool. So go ahead and open up. Do you know how to open up a new incognito window?
Not on the iPhone.
Okay, so I'm on my iPhone. So at the very bottom, it has the arrows and it has the plus. Then it has the box that says how many windows you have open. I have 39 open. Then next to that, it has 3 dots.
Yes.
Click the 3 dots.
Oh, I see. Okay.
New incognito tab. Now, you're incognito, and go ahead and put in pool plastering.
I have to scan my face. Why is it scanning my face?
Well, they heard us talking.
What is the browsing app connections? All right, here we go. Let me put pool plastering.
The only one that I see come up under Google Guarantee is MJ Majestic Waterscapes and Pools.
These are all sponsors. If they sponsor.
Yeah, the sponsored is right there. That sponsored is the Google Guarantee.
Okay. Got it. All right. So I do see.
So he's the only one coming up in that area for that service right now.
If I do pool plaster, the one shows way across town.
Right, but he's targeting your area. That's the other advantage to Google Guarantee is, like, if your license or your insurance allows you to for the entire state and you want to target for the entire state, you can. I mean, obviously, Texas is humongous. You're not going to want to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, you get to really pick, even if it's, like, 100, 150 miles away. If it's an area that you want to target and you're licensed and insured in that area, as far as Google goes, there's no stopping you. You're not limited by the reach that's within the local map. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, like, if I do more businesses, Olympia, Regal, St. John's, those are on new construction. JL, Toscano, Express, I'm not even on here. Wow. all my competitors on here except for me.
In the Google Guaranteed section?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but scroll down. Do me a favor. Scroll down below in the map.
Mm-hmm.
You're one, two, which the first one's sponsored. You're number three in your area.
Okay. Well, I guess for my phone, I am 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And you're still in the incognito?
Yep. 11, 12, 13, 14. I'm on the 15th.
Mine shows me that you're on the third, and I'm going to tell you why. You probably have to clear your cache. So I'm in California, and I did the incognito window search as well so that it doesn't track anything that I've searched previously. Now, I don't search pool plastering in Pasadena, Texas for fun or to practice my typing. I do it only when I'm looking for something specific like I am for you right now. Now, if you clear your cache within your Google search, which is clearing your data history, your browsing data history, and then you go in incognito, I can almost guarantee, I would be willing to bet my last paycheck that you're going to rank up higher. What it is after you've searched from the same device so many times with things like that, and you have a Google business profile that's probably attached to that phone and all the things, like it kind of links differently. So I'm getting a clean search because I've never searched that from this before. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right. I did move up. No, I'm second.
See?
Okay.
Make you feel a little bit better? You're like, this lady's full of it. I'm really not, I promise you. I'm telling you, Marisol, I believe that you're going to absolutely love the Google Guarantee platform. They're offering a lot of perks in order to try to retain you as our client. They definitely want to keep you on this. And I seriously, I tell people this all the time. I would sell this product to my grandmother. As far as I'm concerned, if you fall within a category, a vertical, as Google calls it, for the Google Guarantee platform, it literally is the cure for cancer as far as leads go. And you're in complete control over it because if a lead is unqualified or you need to pause it, say you and your husband want to take a 6 month vacation to Tahiti, which I wish on everybody, then, you know, you have the ability to do so, and there's no harm, no foul, because you can literally just pause the campaign for whatever reason that you need to. You don't even have to have a reason. And it's not like HomeAdvisor. It doesn't come automatically unpaused when they want to gain more money from you.
Okay. I see here. When they, just maybe you can answer this for me, like on all businesses, they say provides, and they all say pool plastering, pool plastering, pool plastering. Pool plastering. Mine doesn't say that.
Do you mean in the Google Guarantee? Well, you're not talking
in
about the Google Guarantee.
Well, no, because I'm not in there. But
right.
The Google Guarantee, like Olympia and St. John's, they just have pool contractor.
Right. So your swimming pool contractor serves Pasadena. And then your services, let's see here. Hold on. Where is it? It serves Pasadena nearby. That gives the drop down for that updates photos. It should give a list of the keywords that you're, like those specialty words that we just went over. Now, they did just make that change less than 24 hours ago. So if you go down a little bit below the reviews, it says from Radiant Pool Plastering and Remodeling. It does have the keywords in there exactly, but what I'm going to say is probably because they have recently gone in to update your keywords on your Google business profile, is why it's not showing at this exact moment.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I just am wondering why some say pool contractor and some say pool plastering.
Right. So when I look at it, what it shows me is pool contractor and swimming pool contractor are the only, like, so all of those other keywords fall under, like, the sub, it's like a subdivision.
Okay.
So the
okay.
main thing is the pool contractor. That's the flashy one. And then when you're getting into the more intricate services, not everybody, I mean, they're probably not successful if they don't offer pool plastering, but we're just going to say for all intents and purposes, maybe not everybody offers pool plastering, right? I mean, probably you can't do what you do without offering it, but we're just going to say, okay. I understand what you're saying and I understand where you're coming from because you want to make, that is the main thing of what you're offering. You want to make sure that it is an option there.
Correct. Yes.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move forward with this, with the background.
Okay. So I have a card on file for a visa ending in 9353. Do I have your permission to charge the $250 application fee for that today?
Yeah, that's the guy, the one you guys run every month, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, go ahead.
Sometimes people like to put it onto a different card for whatever reason, so I always just like to verify. You're going to see that come through now. It's going to say LSA application set up the LSA is local service ads for Google Guarantee. It's the technical name. But you're going to see that that invoice come through to you. And then I also am going to go ahead and put you through for that loyalty program as well. Let me just a second process that. Okay, I'm going to send the application over to you now, and within the application, Marisol, it's going to ask for minimum monthly budget. I'm going to send over in this email, it's going to say Google Guarantee application. I'm going to put CPL, which is cost per lead, and I'm also going to put MMB, which is minimum monthly budget, because the application itself is going to ask for those numbers, especially the MMB. So you're going to want to have that number in there. They also refer to it as an activation budget. Okay.
Okay.
Within there.
Right.
What's that?
That's a 1704, right?
Yes, ma'am. And okay. Within there, it's going to ask if you have any field workers, better known as employees, put zero. It's going to ask for if you have license. It's not required in your area. I'm recording that down. And you, what you're going to want to do is you're just going to put NA into that field. Okay, it's going to ask for business owner information, so you can put yours or you can put hubby's, and then a few lines down, a little bit like a third down into the application, it's going to ask for second business owner, or you, if you choose to put either one of you down as the field worker, that's fine. That's completely up to you. But if you guys are equal partners, business owners, then go ahead and do it like that, okay?
Okay.
I need to schedule the client onboarding. I have available, if you can do this now, I can go ahead and schedule your onboarding for later on this afternoon, and we can knock it out.
Okay, but I have to fill in the application first, right?
Right.
Okay, so yeah, I don't have no internet service right now.
Oh, okay. All right. I can even schedule it for this evening if you want, like 5:30, if you think that you would have some by then.
Yeah. Okay. And I just have to submit it before 5:30, correct?
Correct. And if for any reason you don't, it's not submitted before then just give me a shoot me a text and say, hey, Amy, I need to reschedule the CI. Okay. Yeah, because it's no biggie. I'm going to go ahead and put this in. You'll receive the email notification for this as well. Google. Guaranteed. And do you have my direct phone number and extension line? I mean, I know you have the 877 number, but I'm going to shoot you the text that's going to have my 224, which is my extension for you, Marisol. So if you have any questions during the onboarding process or you need anything else explained, you can reach out to me directly, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yep, I just texted it to you right now.
Oh, I just got a text from the Comcast people that there is a problem. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got that. And okay, everything looks good to go on my end. So if for any reason you need me to reschedule that for you or something needs to happen, just go ahead and let me know, okay?
Okay, and the number I got is the 877 number. That's right?
Correct. And then 224 is my extension. If you choose to call me, you would just press 224. But if you send a text to me, just say Amy, and they'll make sure that it gets over to me, okay?
All right.
All right, Marisol. I'm excited for this new adventure in the business. The Google Guarantee is going to be amazing. You're going to love it.
I hope so. I really do hope so, Amy, because we've been good. You know, I'm not complaining, but, I mean, you guys, I was only using you guys and Angie's lead. And I guess because I was so self-involved with Angie's lead, I never paid attention until I started paying attention that I hadn't received anything from you guys.
Okay. And I'm so sorry about that.
So now I'm going to let go of Angie and focus on you guys. And hopefully this does work out and you know, we can really get some calls cranking in.
Right. I agree. Absolutely. You're going to love it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll keep you posted. If for some reason this internet service, they're working on the problem, whatever the problem is. I just got an update saying that they're working on it.
Okay.
It's up and running. I'll fill out this application, send it back in, and then hopefully everything's done so I can take this 5:30 call.
Okay. All right. Got it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.